Okay. Let's begin. We're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. Mishnah on Chaf Amud Beis on the bottom. Val keri maharher belibo ve'inu mevarich lo lufaneha v'lo lacharecha. So there is a Din Rabbanan, which Beis Hashem we're going to discuss more probably tomorrow. In the time of Ezra, Ezra was misaken that a Baal Keri must go to the mikvah before he learns Torah. Baal Keri is a natural. It's not like a Zav. A Zav is a man who has an emission, an irregular emission. It's a sickness. Baal Keri is somebody who is Motzi Shech Vazara, after being with one's wife, or any other reason, that is a Baal Keri. So Ezra made a Tzakana that a man should go to the, a Baal Keri should go to the mikvah before he's Osek Batorah. Again, we're going to learn that this is a Dindra Abanan, and it has nothing to do with Tum and Tara. It has to do with Shalo Nimsayim. I've got the Lashon Shalo Nimsayim. Tamid HaChabim Eitzel Nishoseim Gitar Nagolim. Something, some Lashon like that. But that was the Takana. That was the Takana Bisman Ezra, because we generally paskin Dibri Torah Eina Makabim Tumma. So therefore, you should be able to learn Torah no matter what. But that was the Takana of Ezra. So that's background for this Mishnah, which hopefully we'll get to in the next Mishnah tomorrow. But so based on that, says the Mishnah, Baal Keri Mahara Belibo Ve'Einu Mevarech. The Baal Keri, so not only does it apply to Torah, to learning Torah, from the Mishnah it sounds like it applies to Kriya Shema as well, and other brachos. A Baal Keri Maharher Belibo Ve'Einu Mevarech Lolofaneh V'Lo Lachareha. Baal Keri is Maharher, thinks in his heart about Kriya Shema, and thinks the words of Kriya Shema, but he does not say them. That was based on this takana. But he does not make the brachos of Kriya Shema before and after, even behirhur, Rashi says. There are other ways to read the Mishnah, but let's go with Rashi. You know, according to Rashi, when it says Mahara Belibo, it means that he thinks about Kriya Shema, but he does not make the brachos of Kriya Shema before or after Kriya Shema. V'alamazon mevarech la'acharav einu mevarech lefanav. But Baal Hamazon, regarding food brachos, mevarech la'acharav, he makes the bracha afterwards, behirhur l'chora. By why? Because that is the mitzvah d'oraisa, just like Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. The einu mevarech lefanav, but he does not make the bracha beforehand, as Rashi explains to the law of d'oraisa, that the birchas hananin are not d'oraisa. So whatever, basically, whatever, according to the Tanakhama, whatever is d'oraisa, you are maharher, and you have to say, but you at least just are maharher it. And if it's d'rabbanan, you don't. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mevarech lefnei malacharam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you even make the brachas before and after, which we'll get to the reasons for Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Hashem later. Okay, that's the machlokas of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Amar Avina, Zos Omeris here, Kedibur Dami. Are you coming to tell me an opinion about this general machlokas, about whether thinking is considered, whether here is Kedibur Dami, which has a lot of ramifications? Are you coming to tell me, is this Mishnah saying that here is Kedibur? Why? How do you know it from our Mishnah? Because if you would say that here is not like speaking, thinking is not like speaking, so lama maharer. So what's the whole point? What is Ezra saying? He should be maharerit, and not be motzi b'sfasav. But if you're going to tell me that here is lav kedibur tam, if you want to say here is lav kedibur, so therefore, why are you being maharer? What is it? What does it help? You're not doing anything if you're just being Mahara if it's Lav Kedibur. Elamai, here are Kedibur dummy. So it must be, you see from the Mishnah, here is Kedibur. And that's why here accomplishes something in the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah says, 1 second. If here accomplishes something, then Yosef is Pasav. Then just say it. So what's the difference then if here is Kedibur? So the Gemara answers, Kida'ashkechon b'sinai. No, just like you found at Har Sinai that the men had to be separated from their wives for 3 days and be tovel and wouldn't be able to be Baalei Keri before Har Sinai, before the experience of Kabbalah Satorah, so too, before they learn, also nowadays, says Ezra, up until not nowadays, but at that time, so too they had to go to the mikvah. But Tosas here explains it's this middle status. Tosas Kida Ashkechan. It's enough, it's not enough Kedibur, so it's good enough to be Yotze Ezra's Takana, that you have to go to the mikvah, you can't learn when you're a Baal Keri, but it's not enough to be actually considered Kedibur Dami, so it does make a difference if you're just Maharher and not Moti Bisfasav. So that is the explanation of the Tanakhama. That's why you're Maharher, the Daraisa aspects, the Daraisa mitzvahs, and not Moti Bisfasav. Rav Chisda Amar, that is all the first opinion, Ravina, that is learns from our Mishnah that Hirur is Kedibur. Rav Chisda Amar, Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. Rav Chisda says, Hirur is not like Dibur. to Isak Adai the Hira Kadibur Dami Yosef is Vasav. The other diak from our Mishnah. Because if Hira is Kadibur, if it's the same exact thing, so he might as well be Mosi Bisvasav. By the fact that you might as well say it. By the fact that the Mishnah says don't say it, it must be there's a real difference between thinking a bracha and saying a bracha. Elamai Hira Lav Kadibur Dami Salama Maharer. So what's that? So if Hira is not like Dibur, so what are you really accomplishing when you're thinking about Berchas HaMazon, when you're thinking about Kriya Shema? So, Amar Rabbi Lazar, what's the whole point of Hira? Really, you're not really accomplishing the mitzvah, because Hira is Lav Kedibur. What are you doing then? So Rabbi Lazar says, Kedeshi lo yehu kala olam oskin bo v'hu yoshi v'batem. It's improper if the whole world is being makabal amachos shamayim and you're just doing nothing. You know that's improper. So really, as long as you're maharher about kriya shma, so then that's enough to make yourself part of the klal, even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kriya shma. So says the Gemara. One second, v'nigras pepirka achrina. What the whole issue is that the whole world is being osek a kriya shma and you're yoshev ubatel. So just think about something else constructive. Think about learning. Think about a great vart you heard. But why dafka say kriya shma? V'nigras pepirka achrina. So the Gemara clarifies what the Gemara meant. Amar of Adabar Ava, no, it doesn't mean that you're just sitting and doing nothing. It means that you're not doing what the Tzibur is doing. V'davar shahat Tzibur oskin bo. It means that everybody's saying Kriyishma, so it's pashtus, it's incorrect for you not to be being osek in that. So that is why, says Rav Chizda, that really here is lav kedibur, but still, you should still be thinking about Kriyishma, because that's what the Tzibur is being osek in at that moment. Let's finish up a couple more lines. The top of Chafal from an Aleph. If you're telling me that it's so important that if the Tzibur is saying something, you should be involved, you should say it too, at least you should think it too. But in the next Mishnah, we're going to learn about Shemona Esrei. What if it's time for the Tzibur to say Shemona Esrei, Vitznan? And we learned in the next Mishnah, if somebody is in the middle of Shemona Esrei and he realizes that he's a Balkari, you don't stop right away, but Yikatzer, you shorten the brachas. You say the first and last line of every bracha, somehow you shorten it. So the Gemara is Medayik from that Mishnah, Taima Da'aschil. The only reason that you're allowed to say this shortened version of Shemona Esrei is because you have already started. Halo Aschil, lo Ya'aschil. But if you wouldn't have started, Mashma from the Mishnah, that you wouldn't say Shemona Esrei at all. So how does that fit with this past Mishnah? This past Mishnah we just explained that you have to at least be Maharer Kriyishma, so the whole world doesn't say Kriyishma without you. So why don't you say the same far in the next Mishnah? The whole world is saying Shemona Esrei without you. But it's mashma from there that you wouldn't say Shemona Esrei. So what's the difference between Kriya Shema, which you would have to take part in, and Shemona Esrei, which you don't have to take part in? So the Gemara answers, Shaini Tfila, the Lesba Malchus Shemayim. Shemona Esrei is different. 2 days in Rashi, we're going to go with the second one. The Lesba Malchus Shemayim. No, Tfila is not Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Kriya Shema is, in a sense, more different and more important for you to be involved in. If the whole world is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to take part in that. Tefillah is Bakasha. Tefillah is beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you, Lav Dafka, have to be involved in that when the rest of the Tzibur is being involved. So that's why there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. What about our Mishnah? It doesn't only mention Kriya Shema, it mentions benching. Benching also, to less of Bachel Shemayim. Benching is not also Bachel Shemayim. It's like Shevach Vahodah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the bread. For Tanan, Allah Mazin, Mavarech Lachar, Abedim, Mavarech Lefanov. So benching, it goes with Kriya Shema. So why does benching go with Kriya Shema? Why is that different than Shemona Esrei? Benching is not Kabbalah, so Bachel Shemayim. So the Gemara answers, El Kriya Shema, Berchas HaMazon, De Oraisa, Tfila, De Rabbanon. You're right, not Kabbalah Malach HaShemayim, that is not the singular issue. Kriya Shema and Berchas HaMazon in the Mishnah, which that's how you explained it already, is the Oraisa. So if the Klal Yisrael are being Osik in the midst of the Oraisa, so then it is improper for me not to be involved in it. And even if we assume Lav Kedibur Dami, I shall at least be Maharit, Masha'eke, Tfilah Durabanan, if it's only a Mitzvah Durabanan, so therefore it is improper, it is okay for me not to be involved in it. That is, so 2 days of the Gemara, so we don't have an answer to the general question of here Kedibur Dami or Lav Kedibur Dami. So Machlokas HaMaraim between Ravina and Rav Chisda. But again, this comes up a lot. Whether here Kedibur Dami. If I'm learning, can I just be Mahara to my Yotzei the Mitzvah? So I have to say Birchas HaTorah if I'm just learning Behir Her. If I'm not saying the words. So these are all issues discussed in the postgame. Here Kedibur Dami comes up in a lot of context in halacha. Okay, but this is the sugya that we can't be medayik anything but theirish from the Mishnah. So this line is important for what we've discussed yesterday a little bit and previously. This line says, Beferish tefillah derabanan. So he mentioned that's a major machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says tefilas drabanan generally, but the Rambam says tefilas daraisa. So how do you read this line? Kriya Shema because the Bazar is daraisa, tefilas drabanan. So what you have to say is, anybody? That's the Zmanim, but the details. That yes, even the Rambam who says Kriya Shema is daraisa, says tefilas daraisa, that just means the idea of davening every day is daraisa. But the words that we say are drabanan. The structure, Sheva Bakar Sheva Do is daraisa, but Baruch HaShem, Elkein Elkein Vaseinu, that whole, the words of tefillah is drabanan even according to the Rambam. So that's how the Rambam must read the Gemara. That the words are drabanan, so that's why one does not have to take part in it. And he could daven 5 hours from now. That's also the key of daraisa. Yeah, I'd say, but let's say he didn't start. So let's say he could daven another tefillah. That's the diak. The diak is when he didn't start. If he's in the middle, he already has to continue. But if he didn't start, that's when the diak is that that he doesn't take part in it.
Maybe he's just tied into maybe the communal aspect of tefillah.
Mm-hmm. The communal tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, kimat everybody holds his drabanan, right? So the okay. So maybe that's why he reads the Gemara. So tefillah drabanan, except there's a rush that says for Parsha Zachar you need a minion. So that's midaraisa. But generally we assume Tefillah b'tzibur is drabanan. So maybe that's how he reads it. That's nice. Tefillah drabanan, that means the aspect of not being porish from the tzibur is drabanan, and therefore not saying it then is not so bad. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin lebirchas hamazon la'achareha min haTorah. How do you know? So now we're going to talk about the two possible brachos mita oraisa. So let's see the pashtus of the Gemara. Oh, I forgot to mention, today's nafiyom is Zecher Nishmas Yitzchak ben Peretz Klein. Okay, so how do you know berchaz ha-mazon l'achareaz min ha-Torah? How do you know benching is bidaraisa? Shene'emar, v'yachalta v'savata uverachta. But it says, you eat, you're satisfied, and you bench. Uminayin l'berchaz ha-Torah l'faneha min ha-Torah. How do you know saying berchaz ha-Torah in the morning is bidaraisa min ha-Torah? Shene'emar, kishem Hashem ekra. When I call the name of Hashem, Havu Godil Alokeinu, I will ascribe greatness to His name. Says the Ramban, when you read this Gemara, it sounds like they're very parallel. How do you know Berachas Hamazon min haTorah, Shenemar, etc.? How do you know Berachas haTorah min haTorah, Shenemar, etc.? So says the Ramban, you know what you see from this Gemara? That saying Berachas haTorah in the morning is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa. Right, look at the Gemara, it's parallel to benching. So the Ramban, in his Hosafos, in his additions, Hosafot Tezvav, to when he says the Rambam forgot this mitzvah, says, look at the Gemara. What, it doesn't sound like an asmachta. Doesn't sound like it's what benching is not an asmachta. That the Rambam agrees to. So says the Ramban, it seems pretty clear that Birchas HaTorah is daraisa. So the Rambam doesn't count Birchas HaTorah. So does he really think it's drabanan? Maybe. Others say that maybe he includes it in the mitzvah of learning itself, even though he doesn't mention it there. But it's not mentioned anywhere in the Rambam's list of 613. So when we say, what brachas are daraisa? For sure benching. And what brachas are Torah? Might be a machlokas. Might be a machlokas. But at least the Feirish, the Ramban says, is a mitzvah to say brachas are Torah to remember my mid har Sinai each and every day. That's the Ramban's lashon in mitzvah tezvav. Based on the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra. Let's continue a little more, then we'll say another thought about Kishem Hashem Ekra. Amar Rav Yochanan, Lamanu Berchaz HaTorah L'Acharei Amim Berchaz HaMazon Mikav HaChomer. Says Rav Yochanan, I don't need the psukim to teach me that these two brachas are daraisa. I only need one of them, and I would learn one from the other one. I will learn an extension into each of these contexts once I know them. Once I know there's a mitzvah midaraisa to bench, and once I know there's a mitzvah midaraisa to say the bracha before learning, so let me learn the opposite sides of each of these mitzvahs. What does that mean? Lamanu berchas haTorah l'acharei min haberchas haMazon mikal v'chomer. I'm going to learn a kal v'chomer that you have to make a bracha after you learn kal v'chomer from benching. And I'm going to learn that you have to make a bracha before you eat kavachomer from birchas haTorah. How? Birchas haTorah l'achareha bin birchas haMazon mikavachomer. Let's do the first way. Umam mazon shein ta'un lefanav ta'in l'acharav. Food which does not need a bracha before it, mida oraisa. We're going to learn later on mida rabbanan, and there is a concept. Just if food does not need a bracha before it, ta'un l'acharav, needs a bracha after it, mida oraisa. Torah she'tuuna b'faneha. So Torah, which requires a bracha midaraisa before it, eino din she'tuuna l'achareha. So shouldn't we also require a bracha after it? So you learn a bracha la'achar learning from a kal v'chomer from benching. In the opposite direction, and the other way, maybe I could learn that you have to make a bracha before you eat kal v'chomer from learning. If learning, you do not have to make a bracha after it mida oraisa based on psukim, but you do have to make a bracha beforehand. Food, which is so important that it has a bracha after it, so then surely you should need a bracha before it. So kavachomer, from two kavachomers, says the Gemara, maybe I should learn that you should have to make a bracha midaraisa after you learn, just like by when we have kriyas haTorah. Well, we don't even bracha after you learn. By kriyas haTorah, we make a bracha after we learn. Shanasalanu Torah Semes, it's not the craziest thing. Right? We say Asher Bachar Banu in the morning, so maybe we should say Shanasalanu every time we finish learning. So says Rabbi Yochanan, you will learn that from a kavachomer, and you will learn from a kavachomer that you have to make a bracha before you eat. So says the Gemara, no, we reject both halves. That mida oraisa, you do not have to make a bracha before you eat, and you do not have to make a bracha after you learn. Ikal mifrach, no. Ma lamazon shekein nehene. You can't compare the two contexts. Mazon, you have to bench after you eat because there was hana, it's haguf. When there's physical hana, that's when there's a bracha after eating. Learning has nothing to do with that. Yeah, learning is a different type of hana. Hana sara, hana sa hanashama. But the mechayiv of a bracha after something is hana haguf. And that's why you have to make a bracha after you eat. Nothing to do with learning. You can't compare the two contexts. And also, Mala Torah, interesting line, Shekein Chaye Olam. And also, you can't compare that you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah because it's Chaye Olam. What does that mean? A little difficult to know. Some say it means that the spiritual nature of Torah you can appreciate even before you eat it. You already get the type of hana that applies to learning even before you learn. You know, we're excited about it, we're into it. So that is why Torah deserves a bracha before it. But you can't compare that to food, because until you enjoy the food, you're not going to get the same pleasure as much as when you dig in. So that is why, says the Gemara, you can't compare these two cases of bracha on food and bracha on learning. Va'od tnan, and also, it says in the Mishnah, al hamazon mevarech la'achar b'nei mevarech lefanav, Rabbi Yochanan, you can't say it's a kavachomer. In the Mishnah, in our Mishnah that we just said, by the Baal Keri, only benching is midaraisa. Afterwards, not before. So both based on logic and based on a Mishnah, you can't say what you said, tziyufta. So we reject Rabbi Yochanan's kalvachomers, and Lamaisa we say that the birchas hamazon, you make a bracha midaraisa on eating after food, you make a bracha midaraisa on learning before learning. Period. Yeah. Chaye olam, I don't know, it's difficult to know what chaye olam means. But that was the shiur we had a couple of years ago, that whether it's Berachas HaRavodah, Berachas HaMitzvah, or Berachas HaNenim. That was the stifler. Okay, just one thought on the discussion here of Berachas HaTorah. Some of the Achronim ask that here in this Gemara, it says, what's the source for Berachas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I say the Shem Hashem, I will ascribe greatness to him. So how is that a marker for Berachas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra? You're not saying Shem Hashem, you're learning. Shem Hashem Ekra. The Gemara in Yuma learned something else from that pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma, the Flamed Zayin, Rashi quotes it. It's a problem how Rashi quotes it, but anyway, Rashi quotes the Gemara that the Gemara says there when you hear the Shem Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash from the Kohen Gadol, you have to do Hishtachavaya. You have to bow down and say Baruch Shem Kavod like on Yom Kippur. That's what you learn from that pasuk. Shem Hashem Ekra. When you hear the Shem Hashem, ascribe greatness. So that makes sense. So some of the Achronim ask, first of all, how do you learn two things from the same pasuk? How do you learn that you're supposed to bow down when you hear the Shem Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, and how you and you're supposed to make a bracha when you learn Torah? Mahak, it's two different things. How do you learn two things from the same pasuk? And number two, what's the connection between the two? So Soloveitchik said that really it's the same halacha, because as the Ramban writes in his Hakdama al Torah, that when the Torah is the Dvar Hashem, it's just encoded. We don't see it as the Shem Hashem, but really Kol HaTorah, the line of the Ramban, is Shmosav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. All the Torah is Shem Hashem, we just don't see it as that. But really, you could switch around the letters of the Torah, and it could be in a different version, Shem Hashem. So when we learn, we're coming in contact, mamish, with the Shem Hashem, based on that Ramban in his Akdama. So the Rav explained that both Kishem Hashem Ekra, so when you hear the Shem Hashem Mufurish in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to ascribe greatness, And also, our Gemara says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you learn, you're also coming in contact with Shem Hashem. So, Havagod Elokeinu. So, it's not two separate limudim. It's the same limud. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you come in contact with the Shem Hashem, whether it's Beferish, like in the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's implicitly in a different way, when you learn, Havagod Elokeinu. That's how you can learn out two things from the same pasuk, because it's really the same idea. Okay, that's a thought on the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra. Next, Amar of Yehuda, Savikara Kriyashma Savik Lokara. So we have another Machlokas Amaram here. Let's say somebody does not remember if they said Kriyashma, Eino Choser Vekore. First opinion, he does not have to repeat it. Savik Amar Emes V'yatziv Savik Lo Amar. But if he has a Savik, if he said Emes V'yatziv, Tosfos discusses, did he also forget Kriyashma or not? Okay, you can look at that Tosfos. But let's say he forget Emes V'yatziv, Choser V'yomer. Then he has to Omer v'Emes v'Yatziv. So he has to repeat Emes v'Yatziv if he doesn't remember, even though he doesn't have to repeat Kriyashma. Amai Taima, why? Kriyashma d'Rabbanan Emes v'Yatziv d'Oraisa. According to the first opinion, the mitzvah of Kriyashma each day is mid'Rabbanan. Emes v'Yatziv, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, or that's what Emes v'Yatziv discusses, is d'Oraisa. And that's why, Sveika d'Rabbanan l'kula, Savik d'Oraisa l'chumra. We could talk about that a lot, but we're not going to. But based on the suffix, there's a difference between the Rabbanan and the Araisa. So Masar of Yosef, 1 second. What about the first couple blot of brachas? B'shach b'chol v'kumecha. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Doesn't that say you have to say Kriyashma every day? Means Araisa? So says the Gemara, no, Amalei Abayahu b'devrei Torah k'siv. He interprets those lines to be meaning a learning. You have to learn b'shach b'chol v'kumecha. But Rav Yehuda, this Amora, says that Kriyashma is mitzvah d'Rabbanan. So Tanan, so we'll ask on him from our Mishnah, Balkeri mehar b'libuveinu mevarech lo lefanev lo lachareha, v'yala mazim mevarech lachor v'inu mevarech lefanev. What did we just say about our Mishnah? We just said our Mishnah lists off all the things that are d'araisa that you have to say, b'hirhur, even if you're a Balkeri. So says the Gemara, Visa Kadaitach, Emes V'yatziv d'Oraisa, Livroch Achareha. If Emes V'yatziv is d'Oraisa, so why does the Mishnah say that you don't say any brachos after Kriyashma? You should have to. Emes V'yatziv is d'Oraisa. So why doesn't the Mishnah say you have to say Emes V'yatziv according to this opinion? So the Gemara answers, 1 second, my time in Bavari. Why would you want him to say it? Imi Shem Yitzias Mitzrayim, why? Because the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim is d'Oraisa, but the Mishnah says he says Kriyashma. So what's he saying, Kriyashma? So that includes the Chiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim, the third parsha of Kriyashma. So the Gemara says, "V'nei mahavel oli ba'yha." So let him just say the Emes V'yatziv, because that's the Chiyus Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the Daraisa. So what's he saying, Kriyashma for? So the Gemara says, "Ha Kriyashma adifa de'isbatarti." You're right, Kriyashma is drabanan, and therefore Emes V'yatziv is better in a sense, but it's still kabbalah zomach hashamayim, even though it's drabanan. So says this Rav Yehuda that the Mishnah has to say Kriyashma because it includes both. It includes Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That is all opinion one. Rav Elazar Omar, no. Savikara Kriyashma, Savik Lokara, Choser Vekore. Right, well, we paskin. No, if you don't remember if you said Kriyashma, you say Kriyashma again. Savik is Pala, why? We're going to get to it in a minute. I mean, let's say it now. Why? Because we paskin what? Kriyashma Daraisa. Kriyashma Daraisa. So you have to repeat it if you don't remember if you said it. Safik hispalel. Safik lo hispalel. Eino choser umispalel. But Safik, if you davened or not, so says the Gemara, you do not have to daven again. The Pashas is again because tefillah is drabanan. Tefillah is drabanan, so that's why if you don't remember if you davened, you don't daven again. Rabbi Yochanan Amar v'lavai sheyispalel adam kol hayom kulo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not so bad to daven again. Halavai, a person should be davening all day. Interesting line. This is the basis for various halachos. But says Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's okay. He could daven again because there's something called tefillas nedava. There's something called other things you're allowed to. So Rabbi Yochanan says, don't worry about it. Even if you don't know if you daven or not, you could daven again. So we have a machlokas amaram here, whether Kriyashma is daraisa drabanan, what you do in a case of safek. We pass on like the second opinion that you have to say Kriyashma if you don't remember, but you do not have to say tefila meikar hadin if you don't remember. Well, they're both Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to, well, the kiyum of Kriyashma itself is Drabanan, according to the first opinion. But there might not be a difference. Emes V'yatziv expands on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like we said, we're going to say later on maybe, but when Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim also has to mention Kriyas Yamsuf and has to mention, Makas Bechoros.
The first Pasha
Shema
is also
not according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says the whole Kriyashma is Drabanan. Okay, the Rush here quotes the rule that we learned from this Gemara that not only Savik D'Rabbanan L'kula, but all brachos Arzurabanan, and there besides Berachas Atar and Berachas Amazon, and therefore we have the general principle Safek Brachos LaHakel. So therefore, let's say if I don't remember if I did a mitzvah, then usually the rule is I do the mitzvah, but I don't make the bracha. Let's say I don't remember if I shook a lulav this morning. I don't remember if I did any mitzvah daraisa. I don't remember anything, so I always, the rule is usually do the mitzvah, because that's savi daraisa l'chumra, but you could split, you don't say the bracha. So if you look in the Rambam, it's that applies in 99% of the cases. You look in Hilchas Tzitzis and Hilchas Tfilin and Hilchas Shechita and Hilchas all the other cases. The Rambam always says if you have a savik, if you did the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah, but you don't repeat the bracha. Because savik daraisa l'chumra on the mitzvah, savik darabanan l'kula on the bracha. But again, Rav Soloveitchik said on this, there's one context where the Rambam says differently. If you look in Hilchas Kriya Shema, the Rambam, even though it's not in the Gemara, the Rambam says if you don't remember if you did Kriya Shema or not, you repeat Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. You repeat Kriya Shema with the Birchos Kriya Shema. So the Mefarshim asks the Rambam, what do you say in the Brachos for? The Brachos is the Rabbanon. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says you repeat Kriya Shema. What are you repeating the Brachos for? Okay, but still, Brachos are Midrabbanon. So the Rav, maybe this is what you're trying to say, but how he explained with other eyes is that Birchas Kriyashma seem to be different than a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, and seem to be different than other brachas. Birchas HaKriyashma seem to be the halacha of saying Kriyashma is Kriyashma im Birchoseha. It's one unit. It's not a separate idea. You have the mitzvah and you have the brachas. The mitzvah is Kriyashma and Birchoseha, and that's why there's even a shita of one of the Rishonim that you don't do what we do. What do we do? So not say Kriyashma is about Kriyashma is about 902. You have to say it beforehand. No, there are some, there are even some shuls that do this, that they daven earlier when there's not Kriyashma earlier, because the mitzvah is Kriyashma and Birchoseha, and you're not Yotze Kriyashma without the brachas. So therefore, you say it earlier, but it doesn't work. We're not taking it with the brachas. So why there is an opinion? Most Rishonim say it's okay, but why is that? Because Kriyashma and Birchoseha might be a unit. That's the halacha. It's not separately a mitzvah of Kriyashma and Birchoseha, and that's why Dafka, the Rambam says, if you don't remember if you said Kriyashma or not, you have to repeat Kriyashma with its brachas, even though the brachas are the Rabbanan, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say Kriyashma with its brachas.
It's
only according to the Rambam. Okay, first wide line. V'yamar. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hayomer b'tfila b'nizkar hishis palel posig b'afilu b'emsa bracha. Let's say somebody is davening and he remembers in the middle that he davened already. Happens sometimes. We don't remember if we daven mincha. We're davening. Oh yeah, daven mincha early today. Right. So what's the halacha? You have to stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You stop. You don't go further. Period. Eini, is this really true? Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Kevina ba be Rabba Barabuha ba on mine hani b'nei be Rav deto mitkri dechol b'Shabbes maushi yigmaru." He asked the following question: what happens if you're davening on Shabbos and all of a sudden you realize, right? Yeah, you bang your chest. Oh, you're making sure nobody else sees. You start scratching your chest. So, oh, I'm not really banging. Slachlanu, I didn't really mean it. And they're like, oh, what do I do? Slachlanu b'diki chatanu. Right, so what do you do? So it says the Gemara, Maushi Yigmu, the question was, do you finish the bracha? V'abalan, Gomen Kolos HaBracha. And that's what we paskin. If you start saying Rikti Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, you finish that bracha. And then you go back to Atta Echad or Atta Kiddashte, etc. So asks the Gemara. The Gemara is comparing these two contexts. Why is it that if you remember on a weekday that you davened already, you have to stop mamish where you are, but if you're on Shabbos and you're saying the wrong Shmon Esrei, quote unquote wrong, you're saying the weekday Shmon Esrei, you get to finish the bracha. So why don't you get to finish the bracha if you thought you davened already? What's the difference? So the Gemara says there's a big difference. Hachi hashta, wait a minute. Hasam gaber bar chiyuvahu. V'rabbanan hu dula atrachuhu mishum kavid Shabbos. Really, we should say the whole Shemona Esrei on Shabbos, the whole weekday Shemona Esrei. The Rabbanan didn't want to be matriachas because of kavid sibur. The extra 3 minutes. Imagine what else we do on Shabbos. The extra 3 minutes of Shmon Esrei. Chachamim said, no, it's not Kavod Shabbos. To keep them in shul for so long, to say 18 brachas, and then Atta Kiddashta, oh, Kavod HaTzibur. Chazal knew they didn't want to keep us in shul for so long. They wanted us to get home and do all the other wonderful things that we do on Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. So that's why really it's appropriate. The weekday Shmon Esrei is appropriate on Shabbos. But the Chacham said no. But let's say you made a mistake. Let's say you say Gat Tachonin. So finish the bracha. It's not wrong. Just Chazal said you don't say for Kavod Tzibur. Aval Hacha Hatzalilei. But in the other case, when you davened already, you davened already. So that's worse. Because you already yosei your mitzvah of davening. So now it's totally inappropriate to daven again. Because you're thinking about your davening and you already davened. So that's why there's a difference between saying the weekday Shmona Esrei on Shabbos versus if you davened already. Oh, so not having Bakarsh on Shabbos, question whether, where does that come from? Is that a din derabanan? Is that just inappropriate? Again, we do have a lot of bakashas on Shabbos. I mean, they're all explained. We say Misha Birach for Cholam on Shabbos. We say Hamafil on Shabbos. We say Alakai Nitzar on Shabbos. I mean, a lot of these are because once it's a fixed text, then we're allowed to say it. I'm sorry, what? Right, in Achinami, you would think that's a fixed text too, so maybe that's part of it. Once it's a fixed text, you might think it's you're allowed to say it. Yeah, Toby. Achal Maisa during the week, you have to be posek. To be posek, Avila Bemsa Bracha, you have to stop. We don't do Tfilas Nadavis Bizman Azeh. So that's why you have to stop. Oh. Right, so we don't pask in that way, Bemsa Bracha. There's some of the Mefarshim say that especially if in the middle, you can't switch in the middle from a Tfilas Chova to a Tfilas Nadava. So once you're doing half Al Das Chova, you can't switch in the middle. Three lines from the bottom. The Amar of Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, Hispala b'nichnas, the way Zaknas is a month of Zibra Shem Hispalin. You walk into Shul, you davened already. And you walk into Shul, and the Zibra is davening. Im yochol achadish badavar, yachzer v'yispalel, v'im laval yachzer v'yispalel. So says Shmuel, if you could come up with a new kavana, if you would daven again, then daven again with them. We don't do this with manazah. But v'im lav, but if not, then don't daven again. Al yachzer v'yispalel. Don't join them. Vitzricha. And says the Gemara, we need both of these halachas of Rav Yehuda and Mar Shmuel. Both the halacha that says, if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and you remember you davened already, stop. And the halacha that says, if you walk in and you can't say anything new, don't start. We need both of those halachas. Vitzricha, why? Diyash bina kamai, so if we only had the first halacha, that if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and you remember you davened already, you stop. Sahani mili yachad v'yachad, I would have thought that's only if the first time you davened by yourself, and the second time you're davening by yourself. So there's no ma'al yusa. There's nothing better about the second time you're davening. O tzibur v'tzibur, or the first time you daven with a minion, and the second time you're davening with a minion. But avo yachad l'gabe tzibur, kamandolo tzoli dami. So, but I might have thought, if I would have only had the first halacha, that if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and you remember you davened, you stop, I would have thought that wouldn't be the case if the first time I had davened by myself, but then I got a minion. This davening is totally different. I'm davening with a minion. It's as if I didn't daven yet, because now I have the chance to daven with a minion. So that's why Kamash Malan, that's why I have the second case to teach me that even if you daven by yourself the first time, and the tzibur the second time, there's not such a qualitative difference in terms of the halacha, in terms of your Shmona Esrei. It's an amazing havamina that you might have thought that you daven again because you didn't daven the tzibur the first time. And if I would have only had the second halacha, Mishum de lo ascha, I would have thought there you don't start because you didn't start yet. So therefore, you're not going to start a Shmona Esrei if you know you davened already. Aval ba, aval hasam, da aschil, e malo. I would have thought that maybe if you started already, you're not going to be mafsik in the middle, even though you're davened already. Sricha, that's why you need both opinions. If you're in the middle, you have to stop. And if you come in and you davened already, you don't start. Okay, period. Fourth line. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Lebeis Avkanesas Abbas Yishibim Ispalin. Let's say you walk into Shul and the Tzibur is davening. Two opinions here. We all like the second one, we'll see. But look at this, look at the first opinion. Rav Huna says, Im Yochol Lahaska V'Ligmar Ashlo Yegiya Shatz L'mo Dim Yispalel. Rav Huna says, they already started davening. So Rav Huna says, you have to figure out if you're going to be able to finish your Shmona Esrei before the Kehila gets up to Modim. Because what are you going to do? You have to say modim with everybody, says Rav Huna. You have to say modim. You're not going to bow down. Everybody else is going to bow down. So Rav Huna says, if you could get up to modim before if you could finish your Shmona Esrei before they get up to modim, then start and finish. V'im lav al yispalel. If not, you have to wait. You have to wait till they finish and say modim with them and then daven afterwards. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Shua ben Levi Amar, no. Im yochol lahaska v'ligmar ashelu yagiash lechzibur l'kedusha. No, you got to figure out a way to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. So if you could start and finish before the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha, Yispalo, then you could daven. But then, if not, you have to wait. But Maika Mifki, what's this machlokus about? Mar Savar Yachid Omer Kedusha, Mar Savar Ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. Rav Huna holds that if you're davening with a minion, even if you're not up to the place where the minion is, you're allowed to say Kedusha by yourself in your private Shmona Esrei. Mekadesh, Kadosh, Kadosh, Barak, Kavod. You can say it by yourself. So therefore, if Huna says, you don't have to get up to Kedusha when the Tzibur gets up to it, because you can say that yourself. So the only issue is Modim. That's why Rav Huna says what he says, because Yachad Omer Kedusha. A Yachad who's davening with a minion, that's not being Yachad at home. A Yachad davening with a minion can say Kedusha by themselves. So that's why the only issue is Modim. But the second opinion, what we hold, is that no, a Yachad can't say Kedusha. You have to say Kedusha only when the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, and that's why you have to time yourself to be up to what the Tzibur is up to by Kedusha. So that is the Machlokas. V'chein, let's continue. V'chein Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava. Minayin she'ein ha'yachad omer kedusha, and Rav Ada Bar Ava also says what we hold. How do you know a single person can't say kedusha? Shene'amar v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. I will be sanctified in amongst b'nei Yisrael. Kol darish shevikdusha lo yehi pachos me'asara. All dvarim shevikdusha can't be less than 10. How do you know that? My time mashma. How do you know that from this pasuk of v'nikdashti? I will be sanctified. B'soch b'nei Yisrael. So where do you see you need a minion? Maybe two people are b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Tatani Ravna Yachu Achua Drav Chia Bar Abba Asya Toch Toch." I learned it from Xer Shaba of Toch Toch. Siv Hacha V'Nikdashti B'soch b'nei Yisrael. It says in this pasuk by Dvarim Shebekdusha, I will be sanctified within, in the midst of b'nei Yisrael. V'Ksiv Hasam, and it says by the Meraglim, He Budzlu Mitocha Eda Hazos. Separate yourself from the midst of this Eda, and this Eda is 10 people, because this bad Eda, Yeshua and Kalev, are not part of this Eda. So you have 10 Meraglim. So, Mala Halana Sara, Afkana Sara, just like there is 10, so to here is 10, period. That is the makar that a Darvish Shebekdusha needs 10. That's the makar that a minion needs 10. That's the makar that Kaddish has said with 10 people. This source, this is it. Right, which is somewhat unusual, you would think, that the makar that you need 10 people for a Darvish Shebekdusha is the Meraglim. I could find 10 bigger tzaddikim in the history. You know, that's Dvarim Shevikdusha, so maybe that's the message. Maybe you can say, Alpi Hashkafa. Even these 10 people, doesn't matter what type of Jew he is. Even the 10 Meraglim, they can make up a minion. No matter what. Just any 10 Jews. There is Rabbeinu Bachai, though, and I saw in Parshas Emor. Rabbeinu Bachai, Parshas Emor, he said he quotes Rabbeinu Yaakov, who can't accept this. He says, this can't be a good Nusach. Shein Lavi Raimi, Asar Meraglim, with Dvarim Shevikdusha. What is the Meraglim? Come up with somebody else. So he quotes a Yerushalmi, which has a different girsa. Tziv hacha v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, v'ksiv hasam lishbar b'soch habayim. By the brothers of Yosef, of the Kitab Mitzrayim. B'soch habayim. That's also a b'soch. Malahal anasar v'kanasar. So he says, oh, so there, the brothers of Yosef. Beautiful. Shalim tzadikim. Adaram shivik dusha. So that's what this day in Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in the end of Perek Chavbez in Vayikra. The Pashas is, this is the Gemara that's quoted, this is the source. For whatever reason, it's problematic, gotta figure out what the message is, but this is the source. From Korach. From Adas Mitoch. Oh, so it's Mitoch Eida, so other, Hibala Mitoch Eida Azos. It's two stages, right? The pasuk is from, correctly, I didn't add that in. Rashi helps explain it. He bothered the pasuk is from, the mitoch is from Korah, and then the next step, how do you know Eda is 10? That's from the Meraglim. That's the third step. Hopefully, Dad, I'm sure they quote that too. It's the, sorry? Yeah, it's the three steps. So either context is not the. What? Right, but does it say the word besoch by the Meraglim? It doesn't say besoch by the Meraglim. They have two steps. It doesn't say. B'soch b'nei Yisrael is by Dvarim Shebekdusha, and Eda is by the Korach, and Eda is by the Meraglim. So it's a couple of steps. Period.
He said that you have to wait for Moedim. If you're not going to get up for Moedim, then
According to Rav Huna.
You have to be in public. You have to say Moedim to Hashem.
So we're gonna get to that in a minute. We're gonna see what Tosfos says. Lamaisa.
My question was for Kedusha. Would you have the same thing? Kedusha, even you could say privately. But you have to do it with the
Tzibur? Right, so that's why the second opinion says if you're going to get up to them by Kedushas, then you're surely going to be up to them by Motim. Kedusha comes first. Let's just finish up to the two dots, and then there's a lot to say on this Tosfos. Try to say as much as we can. But everybody obviously agrees that, okay, so Machloka is what you're supposed to try to get up to. But it's Mashma from here that everybody agrees you're not allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei. That's why you have to time yourself to be up to whatever you have to say with the Sibur. So Yibayiluhu, Ma'u lahafsik liyehei shmo hagadim avorach. Can you be mafsik in the middle of Shemona Esrei for Yehei Shmei Rabbah? What about that? Is that in a different category? So find Kedusha. But what about Yehei Shmei Rabbah? Kiyasa, we had Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Remember Daf Gimel? That was the source for Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Talmidid, Rav Yochanan, Amri, Lakol ein mafsikin. You never make a hefsik. Chutz min Yehei shmo hagadim avorach, shafilu osik b'maisa merkava posik. Say these Rabbanan that you're always mafsik for Yehei Shmei Rabbah, even in the middle of Shemona Esrei, even in the middle of you're being osik b'maisa merkava, the whole, this deepest secrets of the Torah, you say Yehei Shmei Rabbah. But let's hold the kavasei. We don't paskin that way. Even though all these great rabbanim said it, we do not paskin that you're mafsik for Yehish Bei Rabba. We're not mafsik for anything in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Okay, just a couple of important points. If you look at the bottom Tosfos first, the bottom Tosfos says, "Eina yachad ispala kedusha v'chein halacha," where we paskin that way. That even if you're davening with the tzibur, when you get up to mechayim mesim, so you don't say nekadesh shimcha b'olam. That's only said b'tzibur. Aval hamispala yudchesa machazin. But if you're davening Shmona Esrei with the chazin, let's call it a hecha kedusha. L'sheyagi ashas l'kedusha yomer ima shliach tzibur nekadesh v'chol kedusha mishlam yochalanos imat tzibur de'ein zakari yachid. If you're up to kedusha and you're saying it with them, that's not called yachid. That's called tzibur because you're saying it with them. And this is the source for doing a hecha kedusha. That if you know that you're not going to, if it's short on time or for whatever reason, you have the possibility of doing a hecha kedusha. So then that's why you're allowed to do it, because if you're saying it when the tzibur gets up to it or with the chazan, so then that is not called yachid, that's called tzibur.
How about if you're davening a little later and you start when the shatz is starting, then you sing kedusha?
If you're not up to it, no.
No, let's say you're up, he starts when you start.
If you sing, right? So if you
and
so
you get up to kedusha,
yeah, fine.
You can't sing kedusha.
Yeah, fine. Some say that that's what dafka you're supposed to do when you do a hecha kedusha. You're supposed to start with a chazan and get up to it. This top Tosfos is also an important Tosfos. First Tosfos relates to like the fourth skinny line. It relates to what Josh was saying. So halacha l'maaseh, what do you do by modem? So let's say you get up to kedusha, but sometimes the chazan starts flying and you're not up to modem anymore. So we paskin that I think we mentioned this like the first or second day of the shiurim, that if the shiur gets up to modem, you're not up to it, you at least bow. You at least bow. You don't say modem anachnu l'lach if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You at least bow, and so that the whole tzibur is bowing and you're bowing too. Except if you're at the end of a bracha. If you're saying bracha d'Hashem, chanan amar b'l'salach, then you can't bow. Because then it's as if you're being metakin an extra hishtachavayi in Shmona Esrei. We're not supposed to have extra bows. So in the middle of a bracha is better. You have to time yourself that you're in the middle of a bracha, so then you'll be able to bow when the rest of the tzibur is saying modem. That's point number one. Point number two, let me just, I only got a few minutes, let me just finish up. There are two opinions here quoted in Tosfos. There are really more than that in the Rishonim. So the Maisa, what if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei? Middle of Shmona Esrei, and the tzibur gets up to Kedusha. Let's say you mistimed it. So what do? So this is the Tosfos. This quotes it all. So first Tosfos quotes Rashi and Sukkah. That's what we paskin. Rashi and Sukkah says, you're quiet, you listen, and you're yotzei that way. By being quiet and stopping. I listen to Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod Limoch, and then I continue my Shmona Esrei. That's what Rashi says. No, I stop wherever I am. When it's Yehi Shmei Rabba, when it's the Amins of Shomei Tefillah and Atzah Kadosh, when it's the first three words of Modem Anachnu Lach, all the things that we spoke about a couple of days ago. So for all of those, you stop during your silent Shmona Esrei and you listen. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say, what are you talking about, Rashi? What are you stopping to be yotzei? Why? Because how could you be yotzei? If you're yotzei, that means you're being mafsik. You can't be mafsik. So be manifshach, says Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. If you stop, then you're being shomea ka'oneh, then you're being mafsik, it's Shmona Esrei. So they say, forget it, just keep going. So you didn't time it properly. So you lose. So keep going. But if you stop, you're being mafsik in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. So Rabbeinu Tam, that's what Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri say. But Rashi holds no. Rashi says you can have your cake and eat it too. You could stop and be yotzei, and still it won't be called a hefsek. So the way that this machlokas is usually understood is, how do you understand the concept of shomea ka'oneh? Is shomea ka'oneh, when I hear something, when I hear Kiddush on Friday night, and somebody says it for me, is it mamish as if I'm saying it? That's Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. So it's mamish as if you're saying it, so then forget it, you can't stop, keep going. But unlike Rashi says, no, it's not exactly like you're saying it. You get the credit. You get the credit as if you said it, but it's not as if you said it. And therefore, that's what we hold in Shulchan Aruch, that you're able to say, you're able to be yotzei by keeping quiet. Right? Shomei ka'oneh, but it's not as if you actually said it. It's not considered a hefsek. There are other opinions in the Rishonim, but we don't have time for them. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mavarech Lefnei Malach Arehim. Lameibra, so Rabbi Yehuda, remember Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, forget, don't worry about the Baal Keri. You know, the he can make all the brachas. So Lameibra, the Ksavah, Rabbi Yehuda, Baal Keri, Mutter B'Divrei Torah. Are we saying that Rabbi Yehuda rejects the Takanas Ezra? Does he not hold of the Takana that a Baal Keri has to go to the mikvah before he learns? What do you mean? We know that this, even Rabbi Shuban Levi says, how do you know that a Baal Keri is also Shinamar is based on Sukkim? It's a question that we've shown him here. We know it's a Takanis Ezra. What do you mean it's based on Psukim? So the Rashba says, really, the Havamin is a Staraisa. But the Ritva says it's not Smachta. It doesn't really mean. It just means that we know that this is the source. There's a Noda Yehuda that says maybe the Havamin was that there's a chilk between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpe. That the Pasuk says Torah Shebechsav you have to be Tova for. But the Takana was Torah Shebalpe. That's what he suggests. But either way, says the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda say there's no such halacha? If Shubin Levi says, how do you know about Balkari's also b'divrei Torah, shenem arvodatim levanecha levanecha, you shall let your children know. That means learning. V'samech leit, it says that right next to Yom HaShar HaMatul Lefnei HaShem L'kecha B'chorev, right next to Har Sinai. Mala halan bar yakiri nasurin, afkhan bala kiri nasurin. So you know from there that you compare learning to Maimon Har Sinai, just like Maimon Har Sinai, you had to go to the mikvah beforehand, so too when you learn, you have to go to the mikvah beforehand. So how could Rabbi Yehuda reject that? V'chi teimer Rabbi Yehuda lo daras smuchin. Ah! Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the halachic tool of darshaning smuchin, two psukim next to each other. Right? Not everyone. Kal v'chomer everybody uses. Gzeira shavah everybody uses. Hekesh everybody uses. Smuchin, there are some that don't use it. Two psukim next to each other? No, you don't use that as a halachic darshaning tool. So if you want to say that, but that can't be, v'chomer of Yosef, afilu mantelo daras smuchin, even according to the opinion that doesn't darshan smuchin, v'chol ha-Torah, v'mishnah Torah darish, even the people who don't use that tool in the first four parts of the Torah, they use it in Sefer Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah. And we'll, if we have time, we'll see a reason for that. If not, we'll do that tomorrow. And Rabbi Yehuda is that person who does not darshan smuchin in the first four, but in the Dvarim he does, and this is in Dvarim. So he has to learn this. So the Gemara says, what are examples where he doesn't darshan in Kala Torah Kula, and he does in Dvarim? The following. It says that a witch cannot live. You have to kill a witch. And it says it right next to that pasuk. If anybody sleeps with an animal, he's so some inyan lo. We use the two psukim smuchin. Lomar ma just like the second pasuk. If somebody rachman al aslan sleeps with an animal, chayiv misa biskila stoning. So to the pasuk next to it, we also learn is chayiv skila. That's if you darshan smuchin. That's in sefer shmos. So Amar layer of Yehuda. Yehuda argues on that print on that. Limud. Skila is the most chamor misa. Just because of smuchin, you're going to kill this guy with skila? It can't be based on smuchin. So Rabbi Yehuda rejects smuchin in shmos. Ela over yadoni, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you get skila to a machashefa, but it's based on a different makor, a different source. Ela over yadoni b'chal kol machashefim hayu. Oven yadoni are two types of sorcerers, so they were included in the general halacha of machashefa lo sechaya. V'lama yatsu, but the Torah goes out of its way to say over yadoni get stoned, get skila. La hakish lahen. That must be to teach me what the halacha is about a machashefa. V'lama to teach me, ma'ovi yidoni b'skila, ha'pachasheva b'skila. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda rejects smuchin in Sefer Shmos. Ube mishnah Torah minolon de darish. How do you know he darshin smuchin in Dvarim? De Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, it says in a brisa, no se adam anusas avim mufutas aviv, anusas b'no mufutas b'no, says Rabbi Eliezer, me'ikar hadin, a person is allowed to marry the rape, again, we're not talking about whether he would want to here, but anusas aviv, somebody who his father raped, umufutas aviv, or somebody who his father seduced. Basically just teaching me that's not called eshas aviv. Eshas aviv, there's an issa d'araisa to marry. Even if the father dies. But anus has amufud has these other relationships, me'ikra din, Rabbi Elazar says, is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda oser banus has amufud has Rabbi Yehuda asers. Why? Bamer Rav Gidol Amarav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that's oser? Dechsiv lo yikach eshes eshes aviv, lo yigalek hanaf aviv. So the pasuk says in Parshas Kisei, a person is not allowed to take his father's wife or to reveal the robe of his father, the knaf aviv. Knaf shera Allah aviv lo yigalek. The robe, meaning the woman who was connected to his father some way, he's not allowed to take. Anusas aviv ksiv. So how do you know that pasuk is referring to anusas aviv, the rape victim of his father? To ?? Because the very next pasuk talks about anusa. So you see from this whole discussion that Rabbi Yehuda does agree to the concept of smuchin in Sefer Dvarim. He does not agree to it in Shmos, but he does agree to it in Dvarim. So we're back to Arkasha. How could Rabbi Yehuda not hold that? How could Rabbi Yehuda not hold of this idea of Balkari is also b'divrei Torah? We learn it from Smuchin, from two psukim, that puts Limud HaTorah right next to Maimon Har Sinai. So he has to agree to that halacha. So how could he say that a Balkari could say brachas? So says the Gemara, Amri in the Mishnah Torah Darish, really he does agree that in Mishnah Torah you darshan Smuchin, Vahani Smuchin mi boy le'idach to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He learns a different message from Smuchin. He does actually Smuchin, but he learned something else. He doesn't learn about the Balkari needs Tzvila. One more line. If somebody teaches Torah, it's as if there's a Kabbalah Satorah occurring. It's as if he's receiving the Torah from Har Sinai. Shneamar, based on these two psukim. That's learning. Period. So he does darshan smuchin, but he doesn't learn the halacha of Balkari from smuchin. Period. So far, he has the ability to argue on the whole idea of Balkari aser b'divrei Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, it was Lazecha Nishmas Yitzchak ben Peretz. Yeah.